Right. Vin nodded. Elland looked back at the horizon again. What is it he hopes to see, Vin thought.
There has to be a balance, Vin, he said. Somehow we'll find it. The balance between whom we wish to be and whom we need to be.
He sighed.
But for now, he said, nodding to the side, we simply have to be satisfied with who we are.
Vin glanced to the side as a small courier skiff from one of the other narrow boats pulled up alongside theirs. A man in simple brown robes stood upon it. He wore large spectacles, as if attempting to obscure the intricate ministry tattoos around his eyes, and he was smiling happily. Vin smiled herself. Once she had thought that a happy obligator was always a bad sign. That was before she'd known Nurdin. Even during the days of the Lord Ruler, the contented scholar had probably lived most of his life in his own little world. He provided a strange proof that even in the confines of what had once been, in her opinion, the most evil organization in the Empire, one could find good men.
"Your Excellency," Nurdin said, stepping off of the skiff and bowing.
A couple of assistant scribes joined him on the deck, lugging books and ledgers.
"Nurdin,"
Elland said, joining the man on the foredeck. Vin followed.
"You have done the counts I asked?"
"Yes, Your Excellency,"
Nurdin said as an aide opened up a ledger on a pile of boxes.
"I must say, this was a difficult task, what with the army moving about and the like."
"I'm certain you were thorough as always, Nurdin," Elland said.
He glanced at the ledger, which seemed to make sense to him, though all Vin saw was a bunch of random numbers.
"What's it say?" she asked.
"It lists the number of sick and dead," Elland said. "Of our 38,000, nearly 6,000 were taken by the sickness. We lost about 550.
"Including one of my own scribes," Nurdin said, shaking his head.
Vin frowned. Not at the death, at something else, something itching at her mind.
"Fewer dead than expected," Elland said, pulling thoughtfully at his beard.
"Yes, Your Excellency," Nurdin said. "I guess these soldier types are more rugged than the average Scar population. The sickness, whatever it is, didn't strike them as hard."
"How do you know?" Vin asked, looking up. "How do you know how many should have died?"
"Previous experience, my lady," Nurdin said in his chatty way. "We've been tracking these deaths with some interest. Since the disease is new, we're trying to determine exactly what causes it. Perhaps that will lead us to a way to treat it. I've had my scribes reading what they can, trying to find clues of other diseases like this. It seems a little like the Shakewells, though that's usually brought on by—"
"Nurdin," Vin said, frowning. "You have figures, then? Exact numbers?"
"That's what His Excellency asked for, my lady."
"How many fell sick to the disease?" Vin asked. "Exactly."
"Well, let me see," Nurdin said, shooing his scribe away and checking the ledger. 5,243.
"What percentage of the soldiers is that?" Vin asked. Nurdin paused, then waved over a scribe and did some calculations.
"About 13.5%, m'lady," he finally said, adjusting his spectacles.
Vin frowned.
"Did you include the men who died in your calculations?"
"Actually, no," Nurdin said.
"And which total did you use?" Vin asked.
"The total number of men in the army, or the total number who hadn't been in the mists before?"
"The first."
"Do you have a count for the second number?" Vin asked.
"Yes, m'lady," Nurdin said. "The Emperor wanted an accurate count of which soldiers would be affected."
"Use that number instead," Vin said, glancing at Elland.
He seemed interested.
"What is this about, Vin?"
he asked as Nurdin and his men worked.
"I'm not sure," Vin said.
"Numbers are important for generalizations," Elland said, "but I don't see how—"
He trailed off as Nurdin looked up from his calculations, then cocked his head, saying something softly to himself.
"What?" Vin asked. "I'm sorry, my lady," Norden said. "I was just a bit surprised. The calculation came out to be exact. Precisely 16% of the soldiers fell sick. To the man."
"A coincidence, Norden," Elland said. "It isn't that remarkable for calculations to come out exact."
Ash blew across the deck. "No," Norden said. "No, you are right, Your Excellency. A simple coincidence."
"Check your ledgers," Vin said. "Find percentages based on other groups of people who have caught this disease."
"Vin," Elland said, "I'm no statistician, but I have worked with numbers in my research. Sometimes natural phenomena produce seemingly odd results, but the chaos of statistics actually results in normalization. It might appear strange that our numbers broke down to an exact percentage, but that's just the way that statistics work."
16, Norden said.
He looked up.
"Another exact percentage."
Elland frowned, stepping over to the ledger.
"This third one here isn't exact," Norden said, "but that's only because the base number isn't a multiple of 25. A fraction of a person can't really become sick, after all. Yet the sickness in this population here is within a single person of being exactly 16%.
Elland knelt down, heedless of the ash that had dusted the deck since it had last been swept. Vin looked over his shoulder, scanning the numbers.
"It doesn't matter how old the average member of the population is," Norden said, scribbling, "nor does it matter where they live. Each one shows the exact same percentage of people falling sick."
"How could we have not noticed this before?" Elland asked.
"Well, we did, after a fashion," Norden said. "We knew that about 4 in 25 caught the sickness. However, I hadn't realized how exact the numbers were. This is indeed odd, Your Excellency. I know of no other disease that works this way. Look, here's an entry where 100 scouts were sent into the mists, and precisely 16 of them fell sick."
Elland looked troubled.
"What?"
Vin asked. "This is wrong, Vin," Elland said. "Very wrong."
"It's like the chaos of normal random statistics has broken down," Norden said. "A population should never react this precisely. There should be a curve of probability, with smaller populations reflecting the expected percentages least accurately."
"At the very least," Elland said, "the sickness should affect the elderly in different ratios from the healthy."
"In a way, it does," Norden said, as one of his assistants handed him a paper with further calculations. "The deaths respond that way as